Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Do The Woo Live, a Do The Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! I'd like to thank our sponsor, GoDaddy. Build your client sites using the flexibility of a managed WooCommerce store from GoDaddy. If your clients are looking to expand their store, you can deliver them a fully customized WooCommerce site. I'll tell you more about GoDaddy later, but today I'm sharing with you our return to live streams after our last one in September of 2023. Find out, I'm a little bit rusty doing live streams as well as doing this one last minute. But hey, it can only get better and you can expect them on and off as we move ahead. On Friday the 17th last week, myself and several of our hosts talk about the celebration of 7 years. And I start out with playing a snippet from our first episode. So let's listen in.
Do the Woo Podcast. Everything WooCommerce.
Hey everybody, Bob WP here, and we are on the debut episode of Do the Woo Podcast. Yes, I'm bringing it back. All in its glory, a little bit different format this time around, more conversational. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be bringing on a co-host each week. So instead of just this Q&A, even though I may not have a lot to say about the subject, we kind of want to make it a bit more bantering back and forth, as well as the opportunity to bring on a few people more than once. And I think probably to start this off, it's going to be somebody that will be returning here and there. Many of you know Brad Williams from Web Dev Studios. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on. It's no pressure being on the debut relaunch of the show. No pressure at all.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You know, everybody was saying, oh, I'm so glad this is starting up again. And I thought, okay, well, you know, who can I ask to be on the first one? And
this is perfect. Bob WP, Brad WP.
Yeah, really.
Let's do this.
All righty, Brad. That happened.
I don't know who that guy was, but he sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Good first host.
Well, we are celebrating 7 years. Yeah. 7 years today was our first episode. And I just thought I'd have some of the hosts come in. And I'm going to let most of them talk, but before I do, I'm going to go around and have them at least let you know who is here and who isn't. And I think we lost somebody there. I'm going to make sure they're not gone, but all right. Anyway, so let's start with Brad. So Brad, his first episode was 7 years from now and
a lifetime.
Then on May 16th, episode 5, 2018, he became a co-host, and I believe he has, and I'm just gonna bring this up because you're the first one, he has 75 episodes under his belt. I believe it's right around there. So Brad, tell us a little bit, you know, let people know who you are in case they don't know.
Yeah, how's it going? Did we really do that many episodes?
Yeah,
did you quiz me? Sure. I probably would have said like 10. But yeah, that was a lifetime ago. Glad to be here, Bob. Brad Williams, Web Dev Studios. Brad WP, apparently. But that was a fun time.
All righty. And then we have James Camp. James, let's see. He's fairly new as a host, but he did come on, I believe it was episode 19, May 20th, 2019. And since then, he's been a guest 6 times. And hey, James, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, yeah, 19 must have been a while ago, right?
Yeah. 19, 20, we're on 590-something right now.
Yeah. So back then, I was probably running Iconic. Now, I'm a product manager at WooCommerce. We've dabbled a bit in me hosting a show, trying to just find the right show to host. With some changes coming up, right? I guess you'll talk about them.
Yeah, you will. For sure. Zach. First hosting was February 23, 2021. And on episode 37, January 30th, 2020, was his first guest episode. So, Zach, you've been hanging around here a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. a little bit.
So what are you up to these days?
Well, I recently found myself looking for work and have started back up my consulting business. So doing a little bit of consulting while I look for my next home. So, but yeah, it's been really interesting. The WooCommerce space just keeps growing and there's, you know, more and more opportunity. So I'm not worried about finding a good place to land.
Cool. Alrighty, Robert Jacoby. So let's see, Robert's been around longer than I care to mention, but I think his, let's see, his first hosting was episode 99.
Episode 23.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want you in the three digits there. So, but, yeah, that was February 23, 2021. And then your first guest appearance was episode 84. Yeah. December 3, 2020. So 7 years, where are you at now?
Wow. That's it. It's been an insane 7 years. What was it? 5 years? I don't know. COVID time. Or is it 50 years? But no, currently the chief experience officer at Botgard.
Cool. Cool. Well, I was going to, I think we lost Abba, unfortunately. She's been around too. And I don't know where she might have had some technical difficulty or something. So hopefully she'll pop back in. Marcus, who... first episode was January 20th, 2022. Was a guest on episode 146 on August 19th, 2021. And again, somebody that's hung around long enough and put up with me. And yeah, you've been doing some new stuff lately too.
Yeah, I think when I first guested, I was still at SkyVerge. And then SkyVerge got acquired by GoDaddy, and I guess I did such a good job guesting that you asked me to be a host and was able to, join Katie Keith with, the Woo Biz Chat stuff for the last couple of years, two years, while at GoDaddy, and then late last year joined the Bluehost folks. So that's where I am now.
Excellent. Emma, you hosted your first show on November 8th, 2023. And I just got to admit that Emma was never a host because she kept refusing me every time I asked her to be a host. A guest. He never was a guest. That's what I meant. So she actually, yeah, she just wouldn't do it. So I said, well, then you have to be a host. So hurry you up to Emma.
I don't remember that story, completely different. But I was like, please let me be a guest. And he was like, absolutely not. So yeah, I think I'm one of the newest ones actually, but when you said 2023, I was actually surprised with that number. I thought it was just last year. But yeah, no, I actually just changed roles at Hostinger. So I was head of content and now I am running the organic marketing teams. So it's an exciting change for me now. So, but it also gives me more time to do more podcasts. So. Hey.
And your first show was last year on April 4th, and you were actually, your first guest appearance was April 22, 2022. So again, you took your time. You became a host. You had to kind of play the water as a guest. So yeah. What are you doing these days?
Well, given my line of work, I'm into digital accessibility. Currently, I'm drowning and weeding out requests for support and accessibility and shooting all kinds of customers in all kinds of directions and spreading them out to other agencies because things are going crazy. The European Accessibility Act is coming into effect in 6 months. And it seems a lot of businesses are like, oh, this is serious. Maybe we really got to do something about it. So yeah, that's what basically is going on. And I'm really, really grateful to have the show and do the Woo so we can soothe people's minds and say it's not as scary as people think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I slipped by Dave. Because Dave, he's been on since Yeah, as a host, I just Dave, you disappeared there for a minute from my peripheral
region. I thought you were just saving the best to last, Bob.
Yeah. He joined on February 7th, 2023, and in actually first guest episode, or first episode he was a guest, was on October 29th, 2020. So that, I'm not sure what the number was. I don't have that down, but that's a while back. And he's
been a while.
He's been hanging. So how's things in the web re-area and all that good stuff that you've been doing?
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's much going on with emerging technology at the moment, does it? So, I mean, every day something new. If you're paying attention, it's wild and crazy times. And I think what's particularly interesting this year is that AI is starting to converge with lots of the other technologies, especially crypto, which has always been kind of janky and hard for people to use. Turns out super easy for AI to use. So as people are starting to develop more agentic experiences, that's like unlocking adjacent and complementary technologies. So it's really, I think, a very exciting time.
Yeah. There's something more you'll be talking about on your show. And last but not least, Mark, I waited till he got a lot of alcohol in him, and then I asked him to be a host, and then he was kicking and screaming and didn't want to come in. But he's just starting up. But actually, I think the first time you were a guest was in New York City at the State of the Word.
In
2021. And then you've done, after that, you've been on six times with the Yes. Yeah. So again,
well,
it took some talking into it.
It was just announced at a lunch, and that was it. I was told. I wasn't asked. I was told. That was.
But anyway, so what are you doing these days?
Same thing. Forms. We had a good year last year, and looking forward to this year doing the show with you. And I'll see you in 4 weeks. And Work Camp Asia, looking forward to that. A few other people will be here as well, Robert and that. What have we got after that? Work Camp Europe, Work Camp US.
Cloudfest?
Cloudfest.
Yeah, Cloudfest. I don't know if I'm going to go to Cloudfest. I've never been to Cloudfest. Maybe I should.
There's a WordPress track this year, single day. So
actually, okay, cool.
Much more relevant to, certainly our audience here.
Yeah. And then press conf as well.
So, press conf. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. So that'd be good. Yeah. So lots going on this year. Lots of development, lots of pushing forward, and excited by it. So let's go.
And Abba, you did make it back. I'm glad you did. Must be having a little bit of difficulty. God, I love live feeds. They're like the biggest thing in the world, you know?
It's not real if it's not live, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Disney never opened, never worked on day one, did it?
Yeah, I'll let her work on that a bit. But for those of you that don't know, but she's been, the first appearance was on April 22, 2022, and last year.
I wonder if that was with Anne, maybe.
Yeah. I tried to. Yeah, I actually was going to, and then I thought I could get too far into these episodes. So 7 years, we've gone from me and Brad to, I think there's now 20, 22 or 23 hosts. Got our 12 shows all lined up. Some of them are new. Some of them are continuing on, and it as is. So I want to hear from, I want this to be not me just playing. And I think most people would agree with that. So what have you, I don't want to say what have you learned. That really sucks. What's your biggest screw up? Do you remember a screw up? Besides Robert, he can never record anything if I give him the button to push. But other than that, is there anything you remember that you messed up? I think most of the time it's me, actually.
I'll certainly go first just to finish Bob's story there. Yes, it was at CloudFest last year. And yes, it was a wonderful one-on-one sit down with wonderful people from Automattic and Bluehost. And there's just too many buttons on that. I just need one button that says, press here, lights up, press here, shuts down.
You're talking about the big red one that says REC right under it, right?
It was like something out of like the 1950s that had dials and twists and switches. I may be making most of that up just because I totally screwed it up, but that's besides the point.
Bob still records in analog, tape to tape.
No, but that horn is amazing. It has a lot of funky bells and whistles and nice little blinky blinky lamps. But I mean, even I could operate it.
Oh boy! So I'll over. It got re-recorded and it was actually much better. So I feel redeemed at the end of that journey.
Yeah. Are you now recording everything twice, Robert?
Yes.
But isn't that like part of what we do? I mean, sometimes we just need to improvise. That's the best thing about it, I think.
Most of the Bob Do the Woo shows go, it's super improvisation.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest part of it is you're not having to follow notes and stuff. So it seems like that sometimes is when you screw up, is when you have to actually follow some kind of format. And this way you can just be yourselves, whatever that may be, you know?
I mean, one of the things that's really easy to screw up is to get everything wrong about time zone. This is what I excel at. It's absolutely difficult. And I'm not afraid to admit that.
Like Bob scheduling this podcast an hour before it's supposed to go live. I know I triple checked UTC time. And I'm like, that's not right, Bob.
Well, yeah. Speaking of 7 years, it doesn't help that Bob moved to Europe.
It did.
That's a bit of a change.
Except me. But we do have 1 hour time zone difference, and even that is difficult. So whenever he writes UTC, I have to go and say, Google, what time is that?
Yeah. And it changes, right? Twice a year it changes.
Oh, yeah. I should actually create a macro for it on my stream deck just to tell me the time zone difference.
We need those international clocks.
Great idea. I did not even think about that.
Yeah, you can use stream deck for all those kind of things. And same like with counting characters, sometimes you want to do a post. And despite the fact that Twitter or Xitter or X, whatever you want to call it, allows you 5,000 characters if you have a premium account, I still want to stay below the 280 characters. So I have this character counter on my stream deck. It will arrive and I'll press it. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. That's like less than 280.
Right, so Abba, are you able to, did you get your things going there?
Yeah, I can hear you all. I'm really glad that you came to Europe, Bob. So despite people who are not, it's the place to be.
So I'm just going to let you all know, and I don't know if you've heard it before, but Abba is often teased about doing a cooking woo show. And this would be 2-3 people getting in their kitchens. You get your cam set up and basically cook your favorite dish while talking about WooCommerce. Now, I don't know if I keep telling her that, well, now we got video, maybe it's time to do something like that.
I'm in.
Does everybody in?
That's great to hear, Ryan. I'm going to make sure we find your favorite dish. And we can connect all of the stuff to Woo, and we've managed to get quite a collection of people's favorite recipes. Just share the cultural links as well.
What did I miss this? I am so in as well.
James, what's your?
There's plenty of time.
Pull somebody out, James. What's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing is to not cook.
Have someone else cook.
Yeah. No, I do cook quite a lot, actually. We get gusto meals, you know, where they send like a box of recipes and you make them. But yeah, I'm actually a vegan vegetarian, so my dish choices are usually quite select. But yeah, my favorite thing to eat would be like cake or something. any kind of cake or cookie.
So that's really good, James, because we have a lot of vegetarian recipes that have been shared already. And because we're trying to go to a global audience, so have other people from more different tastes of food as well, the fact that you're a vegan, you probably have something to share.
Quite possibly, yeah. Yeah.
And even if you don't want to cook at the same time.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook the simplest things. Like while everybody's doing their dish, I'll like microwave a bag of popcorn. Eat a pecan of soup.
Slices of toast. And that's it.
Yeah. You definitely have to chop something.
I do. I will chop up the popcorn after it's popped into smaller pieces. I don't know.
Add the butter.
Actually, the first time I ever used WooCommerce for myself was on my back in the day food blog. I made people buy my workshops, and they were all thinking they were going to learn how to lose weight, and I was just teaching them how to cook properly, starting out with chuffy. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have fun with that, Anne, because during the pandemic, we had a WP recipe share, and that ran for about 2 years, and we shared recipes. We had people cooking the same thing. Banana cake came up so many times. Did not expect that. And we also had people cooking different versions of the same food. I didn't realize that paella would be such a controversial food type to do, but from pronunciations to how you cook it and what's included. But it was good. It managed to get people connected and show that actually we're all working together and get to know a bit more about each other's cultures as well.
Ah, that's so lovely.
So what else do you want to, Dave, I got to ask Dave something personal here. What's your favorite Portuguese food now?
I mean, you just can't go wrong with pasta donata, can one?
Yeah.
But if I had to pick something savory, you've got to keep it simple, frango curry, which is like spicy chicken chips, but it's just so good.
Yeah, it's
making me hungry now, Bob.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, what's the sandwich? I'm drawing a blank.
Francis City.
Yeah.
That thing is ridiculous. I had one for the first time in Porto. So if you haven't had one, it's like a whole, like a big sandwich. And in it, you've got like ham and cheese and sausage and a bunch of stuff. And then it's got like a tomato sauce or soup or something over it. I don't know. It took a lot of eating. It was delicious. Yeah. But
it's
kind of like a day's worth of calories.
Yeah. A lot of meat in it. Way too much. That's what they go out and have at the Porto meetup. Every time they basically just get together for a little bit before they can go out and have a 2-hour dinner afterwards, and everybody eats those.
Then everyone has a food coma.
Yeah.
This can.
So we got new shows going on. There's a lot of stuff. I'm doing some stuff to the site. Hopefully we'll have that already by WordCamp Asia, but let's see. So Anne has her own show now. We moved it, her accessibility show over to Who Accessibility Insights. Mark will be doing WP Beyond the Build. So bringing in small businesses, talking about product people and talking more about their journey, but kind of focusing more on the smaller business. Emma and who's that other guy? No, Adam. They took over Woo Biz Chat. So they, a couple times, they're tickled to death to have video because Adam talks with his hands. So Marcus is actually just got tired of Woo Biz Chat. No, he didn't get tired. But he's going to start WP Agency Tracks. Robert's continuing with Woo Agency Chat, and hopefully we'll kick up the open source talk running.
Well, Edlin, my fabulous co-hosts on those, so I know they're not here.
Yeah, well, Robbie, there's all these all wonderful,
on agency and Courtney Robertson for the open source chats.
Yeah, exactly. And James, he's going to be doing two shows, kind of, well, not regularly one, but he'll be doing the Woo Product Chat with Katie. She's moving over to that. And then he's going to be doing some stuff more on Inside Woo here and there, as far as more, you know, kind of internal team conversation between themselves and stuff. So good stuff there. Brad, I don't know. He's been around so long, I don't even know what he does anymore. You know, anyway, yeah.
I'm a lurker.
He's going to be continuing on with Scaling Enterprise. And, we'll be moving along with Tom and Cream on that one. Zach is kind of, him and Carl have kind of popped away from Woo Dev Chat. Marcel and Mike are going to keep doing that, but Carl and Zach are going to be doing, call it expanding the stack, where they're going to be talking more about, you know, maybe you should not just have one stack. You know, he maybe should learn some and be a little bit more, you know, flexible in what you can do. And then Dave will be continuing with emerging tech. He's kind of under open web conversations now. And Mattia, he's going to be doing something on Fediverse. And then Ava, she's going to keep on going with the WordPress way.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus, software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
Anybody want to talk about anything with their new show? Or their existing show, or their old show, or even their...
Oh, sure. First of all, I already had James as a guest on the show, and I would actually also like to have any other from you as a guest on the show, because no matter what you do, you're going to touch accessibility at some point. So I think that is a nice thing to do. It's not like I'm trying to fill my show with guests, but, you know. No, really. I mean, I would really love that. For example, Mark, you know, forms and accessibility sites that need to convert have to have fantastic forms.
We've just launched a new accessibility updates as well. So
I saw that.
Yeah. And more to come. It never ends.
Oh, it does end at some point. Don't worry.
No,
in 2 years, your son.
There's always something I've missed. What better ways to doing things?
There are discussions going on about new HTML elements and stuff like that. So, but that'll take a while, as long as they're not compatible with every browser. And don't worry.
Yeah. Next thing we're going to be doing is adding some warnings on certain field types, because they're just not good for accessibility. So just kind of educating the user, really. Educating the person using
it. That's fantastic, because people kind of expect that when you publish a product for WordPress, that it has to be accessible all the way. But hey, it is true. Oftentimes you can't. You can't be chocolate. You can't serve them all. There's some responsibility.
People still want those signature forms for some reason, so.
Oh.
Hey, Anne, did you see the accessibility best practices document?
I did. Guys, I'm so happy you've put it out there, and I am going to talk about it, and I will send it all over the web.
Yes, yeah. Please do. Yeah, written by Amber and team.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's, It's very in-depth.
It's absolutely, if I, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but I get the impression that the accessibility community has been the most hearing community in the past couple of years, because it affects everyone. We're getting so much great content from Amber, hence from Equalize Digital, from WooCommerce. They did a booklet for small businesses, and it's just fantastic. And I'm curious, like Emma, you're working for a housing company, Marcus. That's where I want to talk to as well, because you guys work B2C. Anybody can order a domain with you and have an email address, which basically means if you have European customers, your sites need to be accessible. And I'm really curious how things are going there and what are you doing. And if you need help, I mean, broadcast it out there. There's so many people writing about accessibility. And if people start asking more pointed questions about it, like, I'm totally panicked about this part, can you help? I'm sure you're going to get a lot of great advice.
Yeah, it would also be interesting to hear from you because of how much things that we're having to change just as a company before like mid next year, and how long it's taking, because we started this last year when we heard about the accessibility change and the deadlines for it. And it's been kind of crazy how many things have changed just because of like suggestions, or it could possibly be better for accessibility. But it's had a lot of movement, at least at hosting. I don't know what it's like at Bluehost, but just the conversation starter, there's been so many nice changes about it. So I would actually love to go on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I'll shoot you a message in Slack. Wonderful. Yeah. Marcus, what about you?
Yeah, same. I'd love to. There's so many levels to it, right? There's like, we have to make sure that our site is accessible. Then we have to make sure that our dashboards and all of that that are facing our customers is accessible. And then we have to make sure that the customers, like the sites that they're building for their clients, are all accessible. So there's so many different layers along that pipeline that all have to be considered along the way for everyone.
Yeah, very joyful. It's absolutely joyful. Jens, are you getting any feedback from people using WooCommerce who are really saying, hey, this is cool that you guys made this accessible?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Well, only if I put something out there. If I say, like, you know, we've done this, or I've added this, you know, document, people will respond to that, but I haven't indirectly had feedback about
We got to blow the horn much louder than great. We should.
Yeah, I mean, we've done tons. Like, for anyone that doesn't know, the front end of WooCommerce is being audited for accessibility. That audit was complete, so we got a list from Equalize Digital of like every issue we have in order to meet the WCAG guidelines. I think it was like 80 in total, so it's not a drastic amount of issues. But yeah, we've been working through them for the past maybe 6 months or so, and just absolutely, you know, hammering them off the list. If you look at the accessibility tag in the WooCommerce repo and just filter by closed issues, you'll see how many we've put through. So yeah, it's going really well. And, you know, hopefully by the deadline, the front end will be fully up to standards and we'll be able to publish a report on that.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic. Are you guys in touch with the folks who actually create plugins that are in the marketplace about accessibility, or is it more like we leave that with you
guys? Yeah, I'm not directly. Whether someone else on the team might be, probably. I know that there's often communication that goes on between them. So yeah, I would hope so.
I agree.
And I'd like to thank everybody for this joining this short version of Accessibility Insights.
Right?
No, I'm just kidding. I just had to give you give Anne a show, you know, and
yeah,
she'll take your entire universe and drag it to you alive.
Well, and on the topic of plug-in authors, you know, when, as WooCommerce itself improves the accessibility of things like the admin, plug-in developers will gain some of that simply by utilizing the new admin. So, you know, there are a number of just add-on effects that, that will happen as the ecosystem itself improves and as the as WooCommerce Core makes the experience more accessible for everyone. You know, those plugin developers will gain the benefits of some of that as well if they're doing things in the way that they're just, you know, supposed to. So that's always a nice thing when you have an ecosystem plugin like WooCommerce, when, you know, when they improve things, it improves for the whole ecosystem, which is really a cool thing. And it's been really nice, James, to see how the team has been improving the ecosystem for all of us. So congrats on all of that.
Yeah, thanks. I think there's been like a real shift in kind of visibility in what we've been doing the past year or so, which I've been excited to be a part of. It's just good to kind of open the curtains a bit and let people in, get feedback and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so I have a good question for you here, for everyone. WordCamp US, last time I asked some really strange questions and I never quite got around to producing them. But I want each of you to tell me that if Do the Woo podcast was a smell, what would it be?
Getting to the important stuff.
Yeah, this has just been keeping me up at night and I need some insight on this.
An Indian food market with all these nice flavors wafting from all corners. There's sweet flavors, savory flavors. Sometimes it's a bit burned.
Now you're getting my corner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mark, what do you think?
A Waffle House. I don't know what smell it is.
No, Waffle House would be good.
A rose garden
at a Waffle House.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, probably have to be early morning when it's full.
So like 3 a.m.
What you're saying is that Do the Woo will remain open unless the weather is catastrophic.
Exactly. Good point, Zach. Yeah, that is how the emergency services know if there's a disaster or not. Waffle House is golf line.
James, what do you think this smell is?
I don't know, Bob. The first thing that came to mind, and I think it's just the color of this screen, is grass. Just smells like grass.
Grass. Well, we could go a few ways on that, couldn't we? Okay, I know that was a silly question. I'm never be forced to do that.
I have a question for you, Bob.
What's that?
I have a question for you. How many different services have you used in the past 7 years to record all the various shows? Because there was a period of time where every week it was different. And you say, log in here, try this other service. We're trying something else. And they all worked, but I'm very curious if you have any idea how many different services.
Oh, man. You know, there hasn't been that many because there's been, this is Riverside, and then there was Squadcast. Then there was, what was the one way back? I'm drawing a blank on one or two of them. I think they're still around. I honestly can't remember the name of the one. One of them's been around for years and years. And I think I might have even, Blueberry Press had, I think they had some integration in WordPress too. I think I used them. I probably have used most of the old ones and some of the new ones. I got to keep you on your toes and you get in here, there's something new to go on. And hopefully this one's been working the best, as long as I don't screw it up and push the wrong button or something. But otherwise, it's been good. So how many? So I always wonder with all my hosts if anybody's going to start their own podcast.
I do an internal one at Automatic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just chat with people because it's such a big company and... so many different business units and just smart, lovely people doing interesting things. I started it when I joined just because I wanted to go meet a bunch of people and find out what was going on. In fact, Arthur and I, Arthur's been on the show, decided to do it because we were just like connecting regularly and talking about geeky emerging tech stuff. And then it kind of evolved from there into just having conversations and recording them because other people might want to listen in too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a good idea.
So, let's see, what's another, anything else about this podcast that...
I had a question. Interested to know, and it's a good way to plug your episodes, what your favorite episode of Do the Woo that you've done is. Anyone has open to anyone?
Yeah. Does anyone have one that I have to think through then?
There's been a few, right? 500 plus.
I think I have two favorites. One of the one was when we managed to get a recording from Africa, and that was amazing because the technology wasn't easy to connect, and time zones, and ever so grateful for the hard work that everyone did to make that happen.
What do you mean by recording from Africa?
So we managed to have guests from, we had two guests from Africa talking about WordPress. Yeah. And because signals are and infrastructure is very different, and we are in a very different time zone. Even within Africa, there's very many time zones. And we've just, I think one of the people who joined, they actually joined from their sister's wedding, which just absolutely just blew me away, that their commitment to finally making it work. And we did some wonderful follow-ups, including into their WordCamps live, which was just great. And it was, I think that's one of the wonderful things about the WordPress way. We don't just stick to the same usual countries. We try and travel as much as possible. And we try and do something that they can then use locally and they can translate locally, which has been just phenomenal. And I think my, and we've got one of those interviewees who messaged to say that he felt valued by being on the show and has put his hand up for doing lots of other things, including WordCamp Europe this year, so that he learns things that he can then do for hopefully a WordCamp Africa in the future, which would be fantastic to see. So that's one of my absolute favourites. And we get lots of people now wanting to do various shows because of that, which is great. But my second favourite has got to be the releases, because there's so much work that goes into it. It helps being on the squad or being involved in release to do that. But we get a tremendous amount of questions from people to say, I think this is good, but I don't know what it means. So being able to translate that, make it useful, and then help people make use of it and hopefully go and do something on release, it's just great. And we've had quite a few people who've now put their hands up to be shadowing or, you know, volunteering on a component or fixing a bug as a result. And it's just lovely to get their stories. And, you know, I trained as a journalist far too many decades ago. And that's what makes it all worthwhile, when you can see just the joy it brings somebody or the confidence it gives them. And it gets them to tell their story to other people and become the storytellers themselves. And I think that's great working with Bob to do that.
No, can anybody top that?
Well, I mean, I don't think I can top that. But I will say that, first of all, Robert Jacoby evidently is waiting to get let back in. I've been waiting for a break to say that. In addition to that, hey, there he is. So... my favorite episode that we've done on the Woo Dev Chats over the time that we've been doing that was an episode where Till and Carl and I tried to define what a WooCommerce developer was. And it was just a lot of fun to talk about all the various things that, you know, we personally believe qualifies someone as having crossed that threshold from builder and implementer into developer. And really kind of set the tone for how the Woo Dev Chats evolved from there. And I think that was a seminal moment for us.
Oh, yeah.
I know what my favorite one was very well. That was the first, because I was nervous. I had prepared questions. I was super excited about my guest. It was Taka Rainga from Level Level, also one of the co-founders of the Accessibility Collective. So I was getting to bed, and we were doing the preliminary talk, like, hey, how you doing? This is what we're going to do, yada, yada, yada. And Taka and I, we know each other quite well when it comes to our professions, and we're just bantering back and forth. And suddenly Bob's like, without asking me, hey, Taka, you know, you guys got some good chemistry there. How about you come on the show as a co-host, which I absolutely love. Unfortunately, Taka had to let go of the opportunity after a few recordings due to obligations that he had. But the thing was, my entire preparation went to, I'm not going to say backwards here, but it went down the drain. And then winging it got a new definition for me. I mean, I like to wing stuff in general, but that was like, I had this prepared so well. And we were having a lot of fun and brainstorming online, like what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about. And that is why this is still my favorite episode, because we were both happily caught off guard. And I thank you for that, Bob, because that was a lot of fun. And it actually made me want to do this a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, I find very sneaky ways to do this. And I'm also sure you realize at one point or another. Brad, I think what was interesting with Brad is, and I think, I don't know if I said it in an episode early, I think because I did a few episodes where I was interviewing people and I thought, God, you know, I need a co-host to do this. I can't just do it by myself. It's so much easier. And you know, some of you have co-hosts and some of you don't. The bantering back and forth. So I had Brad, you know, I asked him, and I think we did it pretty slow at first. We might have done it like, I don't know, once a month or something. But we got it going and stuff. And then at some point, I think it was Jonathan, who isn't here, Jonathan Wold, and Mendel Kerlin. Some of you will remember Mendel from GoDaddy. And so I brought those three in, and we kind of interchanged and started the co-hosting thing and kept going and going.
I'm still looking for a co-host. Bob and I were talking about that. We just have this incredible time zone challenge. So, yeah, I'm out looking, and if anybody feels like, oh, yeah, I'd love to be a co-host on a funky accessibility show, bring it on. Ping me on Slack, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever.
Yeah, Bob, I'll call out an episode that definitely stands out. Like you mentioned, we've done a number of shows together, but there's one I still think about and still even talk about from time to time, which was speaking about the African community with Mary Job and understanding some of the challenges that different parts of the world have, even just setting up an online store. You know, a lot of that I didn't realize there were challenges like that in certain parts of the world, which is a little bit, you know, me being naive, but the idea of just setting up a payment processing account in Africa is extremely difficult. And at the time, this was just a few years ago, there was only one. You know, we have a lot of options that we can all use, right? Many of us, Stripe, whatever, but they don't, you know? So like just kind of understanding that there's these larger hurdles in different parts of the world where we think, oh, a couple clicks of a button and I have an online store. It's not that simple in many areas of the world. So I think it was a little bit eye-opening that, you know, we're not all playing on the same field. And I think that's important that we all understand that, you know, everyone has different challenges, but just purely based on location and what's available. And especially in the African community, they have some huge challenges, but she's doing an amazing job to help, you know, bridge that gap to bring more processors in and to help people that want to start online stores to even figure out how to work with the processor that was available. And this was in 2021. So hopefully things have improved, but it was pretty eye-opening and one of the more impactful shows I've probably ever done. And I still think about it. It still sits with me. So,
yeah, I remember that. Speaking, it's interesting because some people may
have caught it when Brad and I were talking to the first episode. I said, I'm bringing it back, and it was our debut. And so in reality, Do the Woo started in 2016. And that's when we thought of the name. And I was talking to the team at Woo Commerce at that time, went ahead and launched it. And about after, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes, we decided to go to the WP Commerce show and be a little bit more broad on that. And we actually did that. I think I did that for about 3 years, about 300-400 episodes. And then I decided I picked up Dude Woo again and was doing both of them at the same time and decided to focus back just on Do the Woo. And I do have an interesting story, although, and this is always, I have a ton of screw ups. There was on that particular one, there was a lady that had started a business in Ghana, and she was, she basically hired people there, and they did perfume cosmetics and stuff from the stuff that grew in Ghana. And fascinating. And I spent some time getting her set up to be on the podcast. She came on the podcast, and halfway through the podcast, I noticed my record button wasn't working for actually not there. And it's very embarrassing when you see that and you think, halfway through this podcast, I have to stop and say, I think we have a little problem here. I think I forgot to push record. And that did happen. And she was very gracious. And we did it another time. She came back and, you know, we found another time to do it. But those are very embarrassing moments as well. So, but I don't think I've done that since then. But I'm sure I've done plenty of other things.
So let's make that clear. That's who I learned to record podcasts from.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Saying that was 2016, right? Well, this is mirroring. You can't read this.
Oh, yeah. No, you're there. Party 2020 blinks.
Party 2026. Now we can say that's next year. Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of the origins of it. And it's been a long haul and stuff, and it's been great. And, you know, we have sponsors over the years. We started with sponsors from the gate, you know, starting gate and stuff, and they've supported us. I mean, right now we have 6 sponsors. We kind of keep, you know, that's the number we're going to have moving forward. And just like to thank them, GoDaddy, Hostinger, Avalara, Kinsta, Weglot, Omnisend. And they, you know, basically I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for them. And I think we've been going about an hour here. And I, on this, you know, does anybody else have anything they want to share or say before we head out?
One last thing. I remember you talking last year about that with Do the Woo, you were gathering funds to help other people to go places, go to work camps. Maybe you want to tell us a bit more about that.
You know, it's been an ongoing thing that hasn't been very fruitful at all.
Oh, really?
I'd hoped to do it. And
can we help you?
I tried a couple different
fruitful models.
And I'm still, you know, I still got a few things in my head I'm working out, but it's funding is tough. And it's almost like I'm at the point where I'd rather give other people that are doing this more exposure and have it in place. And, you know, they have things set up and spend my energy promoting them and talking about them. So I'm kind of hoping, but yeah, something may come, you know, of it sooner or later. But,
well, I mean, like I said, if you need help with that, maybe we can all spread the word about it a bit more.
Yeah.
I was closing this with a very happy topping, and then you're bringing this sad news. Oh man, you party pooper there.
Getting funding is so much fun. Let me tell you, that's the best part of podcasting.
But thank you to you, Bob, as well, for everything you do.
Yeah.
I know all the...
Thank you, Bob. Agreed.
It takes a lot to pitch on everybody and everything that you do. So,
and thank you all.
Thank you.
You know, it's most of you have been here, you know, been friends, colleagues for a long time, and then a lot of you have been on podcasts, especially you, Brad. I can't believe you put up with me this long, but...
It's great. So thank you very much. And thank everyone for tuning in. Hopefully we'll have some other live shows coming out in the future here as we get into more video. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Cheers, Bob.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.